Do you recognize this piece? It's one of J.S. Bach's most popular concertos, usually played these days on the piano. So it may be surprising to hear it with this solo instrument. This is actually Bach's second version of this music, and while it's always fascinating to see this composer's craft at work in his transcriptions, this one also brings us a little closer to Bach the person and his outlook on the world. You'll hear more about it coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath with the Bach Hour from Classical New England, a service of WGBH. Our program each week features both sacred vocal works and virtuosic instrumental works. This week, those two categories intersect, and not just in the specific notes on the manuscript paper, but also in the mind of the composer. The cantata number 169, Gott soll allein mein Herz haben, or God alone shall have my heart, is half of that equation, and you can find a translation of the text of that piece at our website, classicalnewengland.org. That's where you can also hear this program and others on demand and learn more about J.S. Bach. Again, that's all at classicalnewengland.org. It was in the late 1730s that Bach pulled out some music from his library to create a concerto for the harpsichord. The piece he got off the shelf, as it were, was an oboe concerto from many years earlier, and his new version would be performed at the concerts of the Collegium Musicum in Leipzig. Here's the result. Harpsichordist Christoph Rousset and the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Christopher Hogwood, performed the harpsichord concerto in E major here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
A lot of this harpsichord concerto in E major is the third version of the notes you heard. Bach first wrote them as an oboe concerto, then used them in his cantata 169. Harpsichordist Christophe Rousset was the soloist in this performance of Bach's harpsichord concerto in E, with the Academy of Ancient Music and conductor Christopher Hogwood. Coming up, the first movement of that piece will return as its sacred alter ego in the cantata 169. You're listening to the Bach Hour from Classical New England, a service of WGBH. Welcome back to the Bach Hour. I'm Brian McCreath. Transcription, or the taking of an existing piece of music and rewriting it for a different setting, plays a central role in Bach's music. Bach not only created innumerable transcriptions by other composers, he also transcribed his own music on a regular basis. There are a couple ways of looking at that. On a technical level, it demonstrates the versatile and flexible genius of the music itself. On a deeper level, though, the story of this piece gives us just a hint of who Bach was as a person and how he looked at the world. In our modern age, the very formation of society and government is built on a divide between the worldly and the divine, which we sometimes refer to in shorthand as the separation of church and state. For Bach, though, there really was no difference. His life as a believer was the same as his life as a musician, as a husband and father, and as a professional. As he signed most of the music he wrote, Soli Deo Gloria, to the glory of God alone. So even though the now lost oboe concerto that was the first form this music took was an instrumental, secular piece, Bach thought the same way about it as he did about his sacred work. This approach to his life and work comes through vibrantly in the cantata number 169, Gott soll allein mein Herz haben, or God alone shall have my heart. As the piece begins, the organ takes the solo part in the rewritten first movement of that lost oboe concerto. Such an elaborate organ part had a practical side, too. By assigning the major work to one player, most likely his own son, Carl Philipp Emanuel, Bach cut down on the rehearsal time needed to pull this piece off. Thematically, the cantata is based on the part of the gospel in which Jesus says that the greatest commandment is, quote, to love the Lord your God with your whole heart. And second to that, to love your neighbor as yourself. So after that opening sinfonia, the single soloist sings two movements on the theme of the opening line, God alone shall have my heart. Then the soloist sings a recitative and aria in which she rejects worldly surroundings for the love of God, now using the second movement of that same concerto as its basis. It's called a Siciliano, which is a slow dance, here combined with a bit of wistful mourning, reflecting a text that lets go of worldly life to look forward to life in heaven. And right after this dance of letting go, the focus shifts to the second part of that commandment from the gospel, with the words, yet also keep in mind to be faithful to your neighbor. Suddenly those neighbors appear, symbolically and actually, with a choir entering to sing, let us feel the fervor of love, so that we might love each other from our hearts and remain of one mind in peace. You can find a complete translation of the cantata 169 by visiting us online at classicalnewengland.org. Here is Bach's cantata number 169 with mezzo-soprano Bernarda Fink and the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, directed by Petra Mulians. Thank you.
Thank you.
The cantata number 169, Gott soll allein mein Herz haben, by J.S. Bach, in a performance featuring mezzo-soprano Bernarda Fink and organist Wolfgang Zerrer, along with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra and director Petra Millians. After taking in some of Bach's transcriptions of his own music, here's a 20th century transcription of one of Bach's pieces by the Polish composer Ignaz Friedman. Piers Lane is the pianist with Sheep May Safely Graze.
Thank you.
J.S. Bach's Sheep May Safely Graze in a transcription from the Polish composer Ignaz Friedman, performed here by Piers Lane. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineers Jim Donahue and Antonio Oliart. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll look forward to your company again next week on the Bach Hour.